right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to join in. As I was mentioning, this caller that called in, I mean, he's like most Americans are. You know, they go out and they work hard to put food on the table for their family. They don't have a lot of time, and I believe most families, both parties work, so that, you know, they get home, they're tired, and they got to take the kids to whatever they have to do there. So they really only have the evening and the weekend. And they get home and they're so tired. And I was one of these people, Jim. You know, they get home and they're so tired. They don't feel like going in and doing a bunch of intensive research on the web. So they sit in front of a TV and get mesmerized and basically wind up believing what their favorite TV reporter tells them.
Right.
You were going to make a second point here, Jim, before Lieutenant Shine.
I managed to squeeze it in. It was about Cheney's shadow government and Homeland Security. And the fact that they're using this weird language to try and get around the Constitution, he answered the question about Homeland Security when he said that it was not created by Congress, it was created by the executive. And he cited the numbers. I was watching that. I thought I was watching that carefully. How the hell did I miss that? I don't understand. Because I thought Congress was the one that put it together. If the executive put it together, that meant that they were already making laws, which is completely beyond the purview of the executive branch of government. That's what the legislature is for. Some 22 separate agencies combined in this humongous thing that is completely unwieldy. It just sucks up money, and there's nothing virtually, I guess, that we can do about that unless somebody declares it to be unconstitutional. I won't hold my breath.
Again, you know, we've got them coming at us from all angles. We have, and it's like, you know, the PNAC documents were written long before George Bush ever took office. And it's almost like these guys had this script written out before they ever came into power.
Oh, absolutely.
Now they're just implementing. And they've been using this stuff. It seems like they'll use it, they'll do it. You're just like the warrantless wiretapping. They do it. And then there's a big hubbub about it, there's a big argument about it, and ultimately, you know, they pass it, but they've been doing it for years.
Rummy and Cheney wrote this stuff back in the 70s, and it's been rewritten a number of times, waiting for the day when they could put it all into effect. It's just incredible, because they did the Patriot Act apparently overnight wonder, but it was pretty easy to do once they had it. Sit there in the wings, ready to go, as soon as they got into a position of power where they could implement it. And that's pretty much exactly what they've done.
And now
we're looking at the end result.
So now we're living it. We're in it, and you know, as time goes on, and we see this happening, you know, we see the taserings, and we've talked about that. We see Blackwater, just like Lieutenant Shine was talking about, is sitting in the courtroom protecting the judge, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. These people are walking among us. And we just don't know it yet. I mean, we know they're there. We know they're there. The public at large doesn't even know they're there. It's like this gigantic army is growing up in our midst, and they're invisible until the opportune moment that they decide to expose themselves, and then it's too late.
That's right.
And they're growing by the day. They're growing by leaps and bounds. They're training these people. This Eric Prinz is training these guys. I don't even know how many they've got here in the United States, but I think there's over 100, 120,000 of them. And there's new people coming on board all the time, and they're foreigners too. You know, I mean, this is just, you know, where does it stop?
Trained in the school of the Americas, many of them.
Mm-hmm. It's never going to stop.
No.
It's never going to stop unless we stop it, and it may be too late to stop it.
Well, we may not win, but they're sure as hell going to know that we're in a fight.
Good point. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. You know, 755,000 people on a no-fly list. And to put icing on the cake, you don't even get your money back if you're on the list and you bought a ticket. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Jim Kerwin. We got more. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. See you in three.
C
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, with my weekly guest, Jim Kerwin. And I guess, Jim, we've got Patrick from Austin on the line that wants to ask a question. So let's bring him up, shall we? Patrick, are you with us?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. I've been listening to your show for a while now. The conversations you're having with your guests and whatnot, and I was just wondering, what should we actually do about this? Because, I mean, we all have a kind of an idea, you know, as far as trying to wake people up and everything. But,
well, you know what, Patrick? It's interesting that you say that, because number one, as I mentioned, as far as this H.R. 1955, our fingers need to do the walking and start lambasting the senators with telephone calls and faxes next week. Okay, but it's interesting that you say that, because during the break, I got an email from a guy that I've been in communication with for probably a month and a half now. Matter of fact, he was up on my show, I believe, last week or the week before. He's the expatriate from Austin, Ron. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Hi, Mike, how many more of these proposed bills will it take to convince Americans that they need to get out of Dodge?" He says, "I feel badly for those who want to stick around long enough to shout in unison, Heil W. Heil W. Yeah, like as in Heil Hitler, but this case, Heil Bush. So we have KGB and Stasi chiefs as head running DHS. Nothing good can come from that. Doesn't take a mathematician to figure out what's coming next. Run for your life. So there's one solution. At least, and I'm not even sure that that's a solution. It more than likely is a temporary sanctuary. At any rate, you know, you're asking me, Jim, have you got any thoughts on what to do about this other than get on the phone, call your senators?
Along those same lines, a lot of my friends from around the planet have been writing to me and saying, don't get your hopes up, guys. If you're planning on splitting, if you want to leave the United States and go find Nirvana someplace, you're kidding yourself, because the same thing's happening here and here and here and here and here. So the solution has to do with, we're going to have to dig in our heels and fight. There's no, we're in a blind alley right now, and there's only one way to get out of the alley, and that is we have to go through them. We have to find some way to bring these people into line. And I don't know how to go about it, except that people need to be made aware of exactly the extent to which they have stolen our rights, or are attempting to steal what's left of them. If we don't make any noise, if we do not protest, if we've forgotten how to say the word no in capital letters, then we deserve what we get. Nobody's going to step in and save us at the last minute. There's no cavalry coming across the hill. We're not in a position to expect others to do what we must do for ourselves. It's our freedom only if we take it back. Other people fought for the freedom that we're enjoying right this minute, and that was long before we embarked on this enormous crusade around the world. This is a nation that has had over 200 wars in its history, and most of them have nothing to do with things like the Second World War. Most of them had to do with taking away rights from others. And that's our problem, and it's our inheritance, and we need to know more about it, and we need to change the course this country is on. The only way we can do that is if we have a voice in what's going on, and we cannot just be silenced. We can't allow that to happen. We must continue to talk.
Right, Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick.
Survival guide, the Patriot Survival Guide, there's a store here. It's called Brave New Books down in Guadalupe and MLK.
Been there a couple times.
Yeah, they sell it there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few people here in Austin that are pretty much going about that book and stocking up as far as weaponry and food and the whole nine yards. And myself being kind of late as far as jumping on the supply bandwagon, I can't even manage to get the funds to actually do such a thing, let alone just pay the bills.
Well, I'll tell you what, Patrick, there is good news, though. I mean, if you look at it, you know, the reason that this draconian unconstitutional legislation just passed the House is because we are waking people up. And we have to remember, they can't do this to us unless we let them. And the way that you refuse to do it is you know, you don't have to pick up a gun. At least not right now, you don't have to pick up a gun. If a third of the American public were awake, even less than a third, that were totally awake, and just refused to participate, did nothing, didn't go to work, didn't get on an airplane, didn't comply, didn't take a national ID card, this system would crumble. Okay, they need our cooperation in order to do it. It's just like with Gandhi. You know, look at the sweeping changes that Mahatma Gandhi made back in India. All right, and he did it through a peaceful action. So, you know, waking people up is
the key, guys,
is an answer.
Is this the key? Is that they need us far more than we need them. Without us, everything stops.
Right. Right. So, you know, when you say, what can we do about it, we're doing everything we can to do it. We're waking up more people. The reason that this legislation was passed, and I don't know whether you watch mainstream TV, Patrick, I don't, but these hateful statements that are coming out by Glenn Beck and Bill Maher, I mean, these people are getting scared. They are afraid of the alternative networks because we are growing. We are waking people up. They are being challenged in their own venue. Bill Maher was challenged on his own show. These people are being confronted. We Are Change is confronting Bill Clinton, Rudy Giuliani. They are tag-teaming them. They are following them wherever they go. They're not letting them get away with this. And this is how we're winning. And we are winning. And you know how I know we're winning? Because if we weren't winning, they wouldn't have bothered to pass this legislation. And this legislation is constitutional. It's not going to stop us. Okay, now, yes, there's going to be a few casualties in this war. Freedom isn't free. This is an information war. Freedom isn't free. The freedoms that we had been experiencing up until, and they've been being eroded since 1913, okay, but our forefathers fought for those freedoms. And this complacent, apathetic society has caused us to be put in this position. The old saying is, you get the government, the people get the government they deserve, okay? And the people that are awake do not deserve this government. Unfortunately, there's more people sleeping than are awake, and that's our job, is to wake them up, Patrick.
A quick question, actually, before I get off the line. My girlfriend is wanting to get vaccinated for the flu shot this weekend, and I tried calling into the Alex Jones show this morning but couldn't get through, and I was wondering if you could touch bases as far as the information and on how that those flu shots actually are not well for you.
Well, I would suggest, I mean, you know, for the sake of your girlfriends, I would not take the flu shot. What was her name? I believe it was Wendy Callahan, or I had another lady who was on my show a week before last, and she explained what, you know, as far as putting the flu shot together, they basically look into a crystal ball to try to figure out what kind of flu may hit. And the flu shot that they have may protect her from, you know, two or three different types of strains, but there's 100 different strains of flu. So, and by virtue of the fact that they're putting thimerosal in the vaccines, they're putting other ingredients in the vaccines, personally, I wouldn't take it. You know, it's the individual decision, but I will not let anything medically, you know, as far as a vaccine, enter my body. Anything that this government touches, as far as, you know, we're the government, we're here to help, sorry, not going into my body.
Yeah, that's my standpoint on it, too. But, I mean, for example, she has some savings that I'm telling her that she needs to get out of it and put it into actual metals or something because it's about to be worthless. And she's just, you know, doesn't want to take it.
Well, you might tell her that gold is up $16.50 an ounce today. So
yeah.
If she would have bought 10 ounces of gold, she'd have made $165 today for doing nothing. However, on the flip side of that coin, and I can't go into a long diatribe about it, is, but she needs to understand this currency system, how it works, and the fact that it is not backed by anything except the faith in the American people that it is worth something. It's worthless. It doesn't have any intrinsic value except for what people think it's worth. And as you know, if you've been following these broadcasts on these networks, Patrick, the dollar itself is falling. It's falling rapidly. It's down another, I believe it was down, what, another 50 points.
It's in the 43 to the euro right now?
Right, and it's continuing to fall. It's being brought down by design. Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke have both come out and announced that that's what they're doing. So if your girlfriend, you know, bones up on it at all, and looks at, have her read The Creature from Jekyll Island. I mean, you know, it's the handwriting is on the wall here. They've already announced they're taking this down. They already have another currency in the mill, and that's the Amero dollar. The North American Union is going to, you know, bring down the borders. They've implemented that. It's going to be in its final stages here by the year 2010.
You know,
so,
guys, there's one more thing here on the positive side, and that is that you can't, you just like, in answer to your guest's previous question, it also applies to this one. You can't expect this somebody else to change this for you. The system is in radical shift right now in terms of money. And if she's going to protect that money, she has to do something about it. She can't simply cross her fingers and hope it's going to be all right. She's got to protect what she has, the what they call the smart money in markets, watches this stuff minute to minute, and they make a jump so that when it does crash, they're not in it.
Procrastination is a missed opportunity.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Patrick, is it just that she just flat out does not believe you when you tell her, or what?
You know, I really don't know. For example, about the flu shot thing, she actually got a wild hair and actually researched it last night, but couldn't come up with anything substantial, so I directed her to the Prison Planet archive you just set up for the vaccinations for 18-month-year-old babies and whatnot. But that's a basic archive right now. They haven't yet to actually add on to it. And there wasn't actually anything pertaining to vaccinations to her herself as far as the flu shots. So the little I did know, I tried to tell her, but, you know, it's just not enough to actually convince someone. So I was just wondering, is there anything out there where I can actually pull up a good convincing evidence as far as to sway someone's decision as far as that?
Yeah, I had. Let me see here. Just a second. Let me grab my guest list, and I want to see, because I can take you into the archives of my shows.
You were mentioning on Secret on your last broadcast something about nothing good looking for December.
That wasn't me. That was John Stadmiller.
Oh, that was John Stadmiller?
Yeah, that was a show before mine. At any rate, hold with me just a minute. I'll see if I can pull this up during the break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. And we have a caller on the line, Patrick, with a couple questions. We'll be right back. We've got more. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guests, Jim Kerwin and Patrick. The lady's name is Wendy Callahan, and write this down. Her website is www.vaccinetruth.org.
Okay.
You got it? Okay.
Yep.
And then just have your girlfriend go in there and look around a little bit, and I think her phone number's in there. If your girlfriend wants to call Wendy Callahan, and I'll tell you what, she is an expert at it. She's up to speed on all this stuff. So with that, okay. I'll let you go. All right.
All
thanks
right.
For call, Patrick.
Keep
listening. All right. Okay, Jim, you want to take another call?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Lance in Dallas. Lance, you're on with Michael and Pat, or and Jim. Go ahead. Hello, Lance. Is Lance in Dallas there? Okay. I don't know whether Manny's the board operator or whether there's a new fellow, I believe. But at any rate, if Lance, if you're hold, just go on hold for a minute. I've got it on my board here that Lance from Dallas is up. Jim?
Yeah. Hello.
All right. Hello, Lance, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Hi, Michael.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right today. I just had to take a slight exception with something you were just telling Patrick. If his girlfriend had bought 10 ounces of gold, she'd have made $160 or whatever. You know, we value the gold off of the dollar, but then we say the dollar is worthless or it's worth
right.
whatever.
Right.
If she'd have bought 10 ounces of gold today or the day before, let's say, she'd have 10 ounces of gold a day. The gold doesn't change. It's the dollar that changes.
I know. Lance, you got a good point. I was just, I was trying to very quickly give an example without going into a whole long, you know, explanation of why she needs to buy gold. You know, as you know, you just can't do that.
Matter of fact,
I've been going through this with a friend of mine up in the Bay Area. As far as, you know, he's talking about the difference between gold and gold's going up and gold's going down and so forth. And really, yes, you're right. It doesn't. Gold doesn't do anything. It buys the same today as it did 100 years ago. What has gone down is the value of the dollar. So, all right, go ahead, Lance.
Well, that's sort of my specialty. I study a lot of economics. And actually, a guest that I think you should have on is a guy named Dr. Edwin Vieira, Jr.
He was just on a couple weeks ago. Yeah, well, it wasn't me. It was Tim Wingate had him on, but it was on my show.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. That was
all right.
A big...
Well, that's okay. It's in the archives.
But I have his book called A History of Constitutional Money. And money, as you know, is not currency and on, but it's called Pieces of Eight. It's a two-volume mm-hmm. book. They're about 900 pages per volume, and he sets it out about as clearly as anyone has ever set it out, and it's just a seminal work. As far as the vaccines, speaking to Patrick, even a cursory research on, let's say, Google or Scroogle, if you don't want to use Google, you can find that there's all kinds of bad stuff in the vaccines. Monkey pus. My nephew, for instance, is autistic, and that's straight up caused by the thimerosal that they preserve the vaccines with. Why anyone on Earth would want to put so many toxins and so many poisons in their body? It's got to be mind control.
Well, yeah, that's partially, and also ignorance. I mean, you know, we still have to remember, Lance, that most people are still of the mindset that the government is good and they're benevolent and they're here to help us. You know, we have to crack through that barrier. You know, and we have a tendency, us in the Patriot Movement, we have a tendency to you know, forget that sometimes because we know. We know the government tells us little truth, if no truth, about anything. So... You know, this is one of the barriers. You want to comment on that, Jim?
You guys are doing just fine.
Oh, okay.
Listen, man, I just got a brand new book today that I'm excited about to read. It's called The Mafia, the CIA, and George Bush: Corruption, Greed, and the Abuse of Power in the Nation's Highest Office, by Pete Bruton. And it was published in 1992. They have a big button on the top says the book that Simon and Schuster signed up but wouldn't publish.
Now, let me ask you, is he talking about George Sr. or Jr.?
George Sr. This is 1992, but I think it involves George Jr. because it says two of – it's mostly about the SNL scandal from 88, 89 and how they looted these SNLs and then sold them off, him and
Well, Clinton's got to be involved in that then.
Well,
see,
yeah,
there's a chapter on Clinton in there.
and Lloyd Benson, who is one of our less than equitable senators.
He's not around anymore, is he? I think he died, didn't he?
I hope he did. It would be better for humanity.
Now, Lance, now come on. Be nice.
Sorry.
He was of a certain age, as they say.
Yeah. Well, listen, hey, give me a call back when you read that book. I'd be curious to hear if there's anything about Clinton in there.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, anything else?
Thanks for taking my call. No, that's it.
Not a problem. Have a good weekend, buddy. Well, we're a little off topic on the calls today here, Jim. But,
well, I've got something that takes us back to that, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, just a minute, we're going to have to go to a break. Isn't it amazing? You know, I get taken to task. I have to watch very closely what I say and how I say it because I've got listeners out there that are so intelligent, they'll bust me, you know, on anything I say if it's not politically correct. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Stick with us, we got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my weekly guest, Jim Kerwin. Jim, phone lines are loading up here. Were you you were making a point before we went to break?
Let me just insert this quick thought, okay?
Go ahead.
This country has been
Bring the music. There we go. Okay, go ahead.
This country has been lately all about change, and especially in the 21st century and all of that jazz. To achieve change, sacrifice has always been an absolute necessity, no matter which country you're talking about, no matter what the change is, no matter what the scale is. But that stumbling block is a total non-starter for most Americans. We want everything to continue as it is, if not improve, and we want that to be always the case. To get our freedoms back, we must be willing to sacrifice some comforts. In brief, we must be willing to risk it all, or we shall have nothing but the police state is now just now beginning to raise its ugly head. And that's the something that you can't seem to get across to the public. You mention the word sacrifice and they flee. They don't want to hear about it. They only want to talk about what other people can do to get their freedom back. It's a complete non sequitur. It does not fit with the scale of what's being stolen from the American public and the degree of what is required of that same public if we want to change it back, if we want to go back to where we had a free country, theoretically.
Very well said. Okay, well, let's take some calls. Let's go first to Roger in Tennessee. Roger, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. You know, you guys were talking about this crazy law that's coming down that's totally insane, and it just brought to mind something I read this morning or regarding a town in Florida that's going to lead the way in banning Halloween masks. So they'll no longer be able to wear a Halloween mask if you're age 16 or older, I guess, but they're going to do it. They're going to expand that so that it includes children as well. And
what's their reason for that?
I guess they had some, who knows, this could be something provocateured, but they've had some robberies that have been cited in Florida, and they were using one of those scream masks, you know, from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so, therefore, because of that, everybody has to suffer now. And, you know, they're, of course, citing that they're concerned about the safety of the public, and there's no reason for people to have to wear masks. And it's just, you know, it's just one more thing. You know, with face recognition scanners being implemented or discussed, or, you know, it makes you wonder if this is just one thing that they're testing here. You know, and a lot of the dumbed-down public are saying, yeah, I guess it makes sense. Sure, that's reasonable.
But, well, sure, they're the government. They love you. They want to keep you safe.
It's just, it's so crazy.
No, two things. Caller, the whole idea behind the inanity that goes with the holiday is defeated when you do that. The idea behind wearing a mask and Carnival and Halloween and a number of other celebrations was to let off a little steam, to just be allowed to sort of forget and have a good time. We can't have that anymore, so that's been outlawed.
Yeah, and, you know, they cited this. I guess this is like an old law, but it says, according to sections of the Florida statute titled Criminal Anarchy, Treason, and Other Crimes Against Public Order, wearing a mask in public if you are 16 years or older is a misdemeanor and makes the wearer subject to arrest. And that's just so draconian, you know, these words being anarchy and treason, being associated with a person wearing a mask, a mask. Of course, they're using it for festive purposes, but I mean, the whole idea behind that is they want to see everything that you're doing and who you are. I mean, don't you see that as well?
Sure.
Yeah. But
for that matter, they could ban the use of cars because cars have been used in robberies.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it makes no sense if you carry out this thing to the logical end detail.
Yeah.
And they could ban the use of clothes because it might hide a distinctive tattoo.
Yeah, this is one of the things that they quoted the police. It's in Cocoa Beach, Florida, I guess. And it says, our concern is protecting our citizens. With masks so readily available, our bad guys are using them. You can almost replace masks with guns or something. With masks so readily available, you know, next it's going to be paper, you know, it's going to be plastic knives, you know, that they're going to take away. But anyway, on a lighter note, the Blackwater, I was going to say something about Blackwater too, because I know Michael's been touching on that quite a bit.
All right, real quick, go ahead.
Down in Potrero, California, down in San Diego, they've got a big movement to try to keep them from going in. And with these fires, they came so close to Potrero that's going to give them a lot of leverage in keeping them out. Because imagine if those fires would have hit this area with all these stockpiles of ammunition and all these things. So, you know, it's a horrible thing what happened with these fires, but, you know, maybe this is
wake up call.
I don't know, what do you call it, proactive kind of justice that's happening with all these things with Blackwater, you know, with the tax evasion and stealing of planes that is now being levied against them, and it's just crazy, but, I love it. It's almost like divine intervention, because these are the future Gestapo, and they need to be stopped.
Oh,
I just have a footnote to add to that that's kind of interesting. I worked in the late 70s, I was working with Republicans in California on a Forgotten Victims of Violent Crime bill situation that I was doing the artwork for. And in 1979, I actually was commissioned to do a drawing depicting terrorism as one of the major Republican planks in 1979 before Ronnie was elected to office. And these people, when I was working with them, I was with the California District Attorney's Association and the California Attorney General's Office, and both of these organizations were draconian in their approach to police procedure. They believed that at that time, 1979, that the police were actually handcuffed by things like the Miranda decision, things like that. They wanted them to have absolute powers over anybody they decided to talk to, because they figured that the whole courtroom scene was structured against them and that they couldn't do their job. And so when 9/11 happened, all of the things that people like me tried to prevent in 1979 came true. They broke down the barriers. They eliminated all the safeguards, the checks and balances that would have kept us safe from the government, and put those in place. And they are still, out of all these numbers of people, we have not arrested and prosecuted terrorists. The thing that this has all been done for, where are the convictions? Where are the show trials? Where are all these people that are supposedly in these terror cells in the United States? If they exist, that would be the one thing that would save their face, that would make this all theoretically beneficial, and yet none of that has happened in
six or seven years. Wait a minute. Al-Qaeda started the fires. Fox News said so.
Oh, I forgot.
All right. What's that?
Right.
All right. Listen, Roger, thanks a lot. Appreciate your input,
Thank you.
I've got to run. All right. Jim, let's go to Malcolm in Chicago. Malcolm, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hi, Malcolm.
Hello, Malcolm. Have we got Malcolm? Okay. I guess we don't have Malcolm.
Hello?
Malcolm.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. I wanted to make a comment listening to you all, and I wanted to say that, you know, we have some people that listen to the truth or see the truth of what we are talking about, whether it's the issue with 9/11 or JFK, and these people, they know what you're saying, they just can't handle it, so they rather just ignore it. I was looking at this situation with Bill Maher. Bill Maher is an intelligent man, and he knows the truth, but Bill Maher has a weakness. He doesn't want to deal with the truth. He just doesn't want to deal with that.
His paycheck depends on continuing his facade, Malcolm.
He
can't step up to the plate and agree, even though he probably knows. He cannot step up to the plate. Same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Same thing with Sean Hannity, okay? Money is their god. They can't step up to the plate.
That's another motive, yeah, their money, yeah. That's another motive, yeah. And also, I just want to say, and so if some people in Congress want to take the side of a lie and create some kind of bill to try to shut up the truth, it's not going to happen, because the truth is connected to the universe. We stay grounded with the truth. If the truth is going to prevail. Lies ain't nothing but connected to what is nonsense or nonfiction. So I don't care what position someone has in this country, whether it's an illusion that they think that they're going to play God over the truth because they're on the wrong side of things. So, you know, I stay grounded. I'm listening to the people that you have on here talk, you, Michael, you all seem to stay very grounded in what you believe in, and that is the truth. And that's all we need to do, is stay grounded in for what we believe in. And, you know, by any means necessary, even if we have to defend our very lives and lose our lives over the truth, as long as we stay grounded. That's all.
Good
that's
point.
My comment.
All right. Well, thank you, Malcolm. Listen, phone lines are loaded here. We're going to have to speed this up a little bit. Jim, got some more callers on the line. Let's go to
John
in Washington. John, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Fine.
I just wanted to tell you, I heard a couple of war stories on the show this afternoon, but, you know, you talk about the police state. The police state is here. I live in Washington State, up in the northeast corner, quite remote, and not long ago, I was jerked out of my home, out of my office, which is actually behind my home, in the middle of the night, and they arrested me, and they handed me this bogus piece of paper that had no signature whatsoever on it. It was not a warrant, but it claimed that I was wanted nationally for some grand theft and some forgery charges. and they had no warrant at all, jerked me out of my home in the middle of the night, took me to another county, threw me in jail, held me for a week without letting me see a judge, and then they finally turned me out. And then when I got out, come to find out, in the final analysis, oh, it was a mistake. There wasn't really any charges after all. And the charges supposedly originated in Lake City, Florida. Now, this is what we're up against. This is what we're doing here in this country. 5 days out of my life. Well, obviously, I'm suing everybody from Florida to Washington at this time. But it's beside the point. I had to be in there with all kinds of junkies and all kinds of derelicts and crazy people. And then there were other people in there that were kind of in the same boat as me that had been arrested with bogus or no warrants, or so they claimed. But the fact of the matter is they actually took me and held me for 5 days incognito with no warrant.
You know, it doesn't surprise me. Sad to say, John. I mean, I look at these clips all the time with what's going on with these people. And yes, you're right. We are in a police state. Okay. Thanks for the input, John. I got to run. I've got my phone lines loaded. I'm running out of time here. Okay. Let's go to Judy. And is that Indiana or Tennessee? Judy. Okay. What's up here? What's the matter with
it? It's in Tennessee. Oh. It's in Tennessee.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, Judy.
Okay, I just was reading the September Idaho Observer, and they have a article in here about some man has offered $100,000 for a doctor of any doctor, to drink the flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up $5,000 each month in forever until someone takes this offer.
Right, right. And I've heard of that guy. I don't remember him offhand, but yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, Jock Doubleday.
It seems like I've heard him on another show.
Yeah.
But at any rate, yes, $100,000 for any doctor that wants to drink that flu vaccine. I think that's an outstanding idea.
Pardon me. He started it in January of 2001 at $20,000, and it's already went up to $100,000.
And nobody's taken him up on the
offer,
have they?
Nobody's taken up on it.
No. What does that tell you, Judy?
That tells me the doctors know bloody well what they're trying to do is kill us all.
Good point. All right. Thanks for the input, Judy. Let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Shut it off.
Good point. All right. Thanks for the input, Judy. John, turn your radio down. John.
Shut it off.
Good point. All right. Thanks for the input, Judy. Okay. John. All right, we're going to have to let John go. He's got his radio playing in the background here. And, John, you got one more shot. 1, 2, 3, going once, going twice, John.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
You're on, John. Go ahead. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, I just want to make a comment. I just came from overseas, from Djibouti, Africa. I was in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I don't think Americans know. I hope a lot of Americans really do get upset about a police state, but it doesn't seem to me like a lot of people know what's really coming. I've seen the effects of people going door taking guns and everything and ripping people from their families and homes, and I just don't think a lot of them think it's not going to happen to me. No one can touch me because I got money or I got this or that. And I just hope we really get upset. I just really don't see it happening, though. The way, as fast as the government's moving on us, I just don't see us moving as fast in a large group of people as I would like to see.
Well,
yeah, but they need to push back, John. That's Americans need to push back. And the problem is that we haven't really experienced war on this continent. Europeans and others are firsthand familiar with wars, a lot more so than most Americans. And they simply, this is not a video game. This when it comes, is going to be real. And they just cannot imagine that, I don't think. But thank you for the point, because you raise a really, really good point, which is we're on a completely different page from what the reality will be should this police state go literally into effect here. I think.
Right, yeah.
Right, and the reality there, and John, you just recently came back evidently, but I mean, these, right. John, if you were part of this, I mean, these guys are no-nonsense guys. They're not taking any excuses. I mean, they're going to shoot, and they're going to shoot to kill. And these Blackwater people that are showing up all over the place, they're of the same mindset. And, yes, you know, time is running out here. We have to wake these people up because it's not yet their reality. It's the Iraqis' reality. They know darn good and well what's going on because they face that fear every waking day. Am I right, John?
Oh, no, you're perfectly right, and that's what scares me so much is that everyone else from all these other countries, they were telling me, don't you guys see what's going on? Because we don't see it because we've been living a whole different life. Everything has been beautiful to us. So now that something's happening, no one actually sees it, or they just are afraid to see it too. But I didn't know what was going on. Then I went to other countries, and now I see everything as it's happening day in and day out, because I've seen what's happening in other countries. And all they're doing is following a script from one country to the next. That's mm-hmm. all they're doing.
Well, now that you're back, how do you
feel
about
John.
That? Thank you for your service, John. Now that you're back in this country, how do you feel about the reasons for us being over there? I mean, you've seen it firsthand.
Oh,
I'm
going
to hold you
it.
Over till after the break. Hold on, John, until after the break. I want to get the answer to that question from you. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin, and I've got John on the line that just returned from service overseas. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. We've got John on the line. John, what is your personal opinion, being over there and seeing this firsthand? How do you feel about what we're doing over there?
I feel disgusted that I was even a part of it, but I signed a contract with the military. And a matter of fact, I retire in 60 days. That's the only reason I'm back. I was with a special forces unit from the Navy out there. And the only reason they brought me back is because I was in the Navy. If I would have been working with the Marines or Army, I would have still been deployed. They would have extended me. And I'm just lucky to be back. This is the first time I saw. The only reason we can't defeat that country is it's normal people fighting for their lives.
Right.
We cannot
right.
win because they're fighting for their lives. It's not
and
insurgent.
John, the overall mindset of the people, I mean, you know, do you see the fear within them? Do you see the disgust of us within them?
Oh, yeah. I went over there thinking I'm going to see a bunch of crazy people running around the country. I get over there, I met the nicest people, and I just didn't see what the hell they were talking about until. And then when I, you know, we got sent on missions, and I just said, I can't do this anymore. I got to find a way to get back home and stop this. But I'm going to tell one thing. If we didn't have that Constitution, we'd be way past where we are now. That's for sure.
What about the mindset of your fellow soldiers over there? Are they pretty much the same consensus as you?
Yeah, a lot of them are the same consensus. You know, there's a lot of people actually awoke over there, but they just don't know how to get out of the situation they're in with the government and everything else. And a lot of people are trying to retire or they're trying to wait till their contract is done. I just feel really sorry for the Marines and Army because they ain't letting them come back. They're sending them young kids, you know, 2 years, 18 months, 3 years. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's the real untold story of the whole thing, I think.
Right, and I'm glad you called in. Matter of fact, if you would, leave the board operator your number off the air. I'd like to call you, John, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
All right, thank you so much for the call, buddy, and I'll be in touch with you. At any rate, Jim, I mean, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And here's a prime example of a guy that has come back. He's seen it over there. He's been there firsthand. He's seen the people. He's met the people. He's been in contact with the fellow soldiers. Those guys don't want to be there any more than we want them to be there. Yet this hog government will not allow them to leave. I mean,
exactly.
You talk about a prison within a prison. Go ahead.
Here's another little point, Michael, that you might want to explore in a future show. The whole situation about hiring people into the military to get the money for college education is negated completely by the way they treat the time in service. They can never get out of the military to go get the college education they were promised in the first place because it's a constant you got to go back until you're either dead or too old to be of any use. Are you going to? By the time you get to college, you're going to be a mess if you can get to college. So they're going to break that contract every chance they get. It's been in the news. It's not a secret, and they don't honor. I mean, they promise them the moon, and they will not honor those contracts. So that's how come those people end up in this constant rotating machine that grinds our people up into, you know, nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call him if he leaves the number with the board operator. I'm going to call him off the air, and I'm going to ask him, I'm going to invite him to come up on my show for a couple segments and get into a little more, explore a little bit more about what's really going on over there so we know, Jim.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, at any rate, end of another day, end of another show. Time for the weekend, folks. Thank you so much for coming on, Jim, and I'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right.
Bye-bye.
Folks, stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadmiller. I'm sure we'll have a good show for you today. I'm done for the rest of the week, and I want you to have a good weekend, at least try, and I will too, and I will see you Monday. And what have we got Monday? We've got Phil Turney, the USS Liberty. He was on board that ship. So be there. Bye. With